Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This segment of Northwest Wild Country is brought to you by Abu Garcia Reels. Abu Garcia for life.
So I posed the spider wire question of the week over on the Northwest Wild Country Facebook page to share your single favorite, your best
indeed
salmon recipe. We got, I don't know, 30 some odd suggestions. The very first one that came in, and I'm going to ask Hank Shaw's opinion about the latter half of this. It includes some spice, but it finishes with Kahlua and teriyaki sauce as a marinade. Now, I'm curious about the Kahlua part of that. Like, what exactly would be the reason why you would throw Kahlua? I mean, it sounds all right. I mean, and had a lot of folks like that. So,
sure.
So Hank Shaw of honest-food.net, of course, we've had Hank on several times. Hank, what Kahlua, alcohol when cooking salmon in general, good idea, bad idea? What's your take on that?
I can only imagine that these people are catching, like, bright, brown and red splotchy salmon up near dams and stuff, if they need that kind of stuff. I mean, that's just awful.
Well, so, and
it's
this
awful. I mean, why would you kill your salmon with stuff like that?
This is, and this is something that that I think is, this is why we have such a variety of opinions on the best way to do this, because I mean, I personally like my salmon to taste like salmon. That's right, just kind of what I like. I mean, I will of course put spices on, as most of us will. But I don't marinate. I don't do any of that stuff. I mean, but there are, if you look at the suggestions here on the page, many of them include a marinade, and I can already tell what Hank's opinion on marinating salmon is. It's not positive, is it?
I mean, if you're stuck with catching river fish, you probably want to marinate them. But you know, there's so many levels of salmon snob in this world, and I'm among the snobbiest of salmon snobs.
The elitist, yes.
I only catch fish in the Pacific Ocean. As soon as I touch the river, I don't fish anymore.
Oh, I disagree, sir. I come from the land of genetic purity on the east side. Our salmon, even though they travel hundreds of miles, if you blindfolded you and I had you taste an ocean Chinook and a fresh upriver bright summer king from the upper Columbia, you could not tell the difference.
You've made the key distinction. The runs are key.
Yes.
So,
fall fish versus summer, versus springers. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, springers and those big fat summer ones in the Columbia. I'll leave those out of the river.
Okay.
Well,
we're friends again. Okay.
Yeah. What spawned this conversation and this question of what is the best? And of course, we can't judge the best. We're going to try though.
No.
We both saw, Bill and I both saw the same video on YouTube. It happened to be Gordon Ramsay cooking a piece of salmon. And you can't get away from Gordon Ramsay. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And of course, the guy knows how to cook a little bit, so you have to pay attention to what he's saying. And he had a suggestion, which was to cook it on high heat, cook it quickly.
It was not a suggestion. It was matter of fact.
I'll punch you in the face if you don't cook it quickly.
Right.
However, I've heard the other end of the spectrum as well. I believe it was Giorgio Pellegrini said on this show, no, you have to cook it slow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hank, where exactly do you weigh in on, just in generality, the very best way to properly prepare salmon flesh?
Well, I mean, if you have to cook it, I mean, I eat probably a third of all my salmon raw. And by the way, you should flash freeze it before you do that, because nobody likes seal worms.
No.
But if you're going to cook it, I mean, I'm all for, you know, salmon is very, very good grilled.
Mm-hmm.
Very good grilled.
Yep.
Which is high heat, and it's fast heat. Is it as good barbecued? I've had it barbecued. It's okay. And obviously smoked salmon is very slow cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think you can say, like, oh, you must do this or you must do that, because salmon is such a versatile, it's such a versatile fish that you can really, it lends itself even to Kahlua. I mean, that's the thing. is, you know, I mean, we can all have our opinions, and the best way to describe salmon, especially the all different kinds of Pacific salmon, is they're the pigs of the water. They're fatty, they're big, they all different parts are edible, and all different parts are delicious in a different way. So it would be like saying, well, how do you cook pork? Well, duh, there's lots of ways to cook pork.
Yeah, the belly is the best part.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, or the collars. I mean, I love the collars.
Sure. Yep.
I don't think anybody who comes off as saying you must do this or that,
yep,
it's kind of a tool. They haven't cooked enough salmon.
I will agree with you, Hank, about when I get a spring Chinook, the rarity days I get a fresh springer, I'll take the belly section and I'll eat that sucker raw. I will not cook it. You will ruin it if you cook it. I mean, take the belly and the rib section and I'll slice that thing thin. Oh, dude, there is nothing better in the world.
That's like stumbling upon a truffle, though, right? I mean, this is one of those super rare things.
But when you do get it, you got to do it right.
You do, indeed. Yeah. Yep, that is the case. So we have thrown this out there to folks, as we pointed out, Hank, and we've gotten just a billion different suggestions. And your points about the different runs and the timing is probably the most received, because bottom line is that a coho from Puget Sound tastes differently than a Chinook from the Columbia River tastes differently from a whatever. I mean, they all have varying degrees of firmness and flavor and so forth, and that kind of, you know, just kind of changes the way the things taste. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very true. Like, you know, you have the pink run. Like, people like to hate on humpies, but you know, basically, if you think about a humpy as a moderately large trout, you're in good shape, because they eat more like a trout than they do like a salmon.
Mm-hmm. I've also caught pink salmon out in the Strait of Juan de Fuca that I know are due for the Skagit or the Fraser. Those fish go hundreds of miles upstream and way up in the tributaries. They have way more fat than a regular, air quote, humpy. You can tell the difference. You get a big male out there in the salt water that's destined to go up one of the bigger river systems, they're as good as any coho. And almost as good as a Chinook. I mean, they're amazing.
I've caught them in Alaska, and they like, oh, is that that's not a sockeye. That's a huge pink, you know?
Let's talk about some techniques that aren't frequently used, because one thing you will find in 98.9% of the backyards in the Pacific Northwest, anywhere there's a salmon, is a grill. And most people will kind of default to the grill. But Hank, what about sauteing? What about sous vide? What about these other things that people don't do that they should maybe think about? Because, I mean, I think that, listen, I'm like everybody else. Like, I'll fire up the grill and throw it on there and call it good. But run us through some other opportunities that guys should take a look at.
One thing I really love with salmon is to butter poach it. And it sounds a little bit like gilding the lily, because salmon are fatty anyway, but butter poached salmon is ridiculously good. And what you do is you buy a block of butter and you melt it gently in a pan, and then you just drop your salmon pieces in it. And as soon as they turn opaque, you know, maybe 10 minutes to get them, depending on how cooked you want them, but you don't really want them totally cooked through. But that process brings out a lot of the really silky and kind of luxurious qualities that a good piece of salmon has. And here's the cool thing. You can reuse that butter. So it's not like you're going to spend $5 on butter every single time you cook a one piece of salmon. What you do is you know, when your salmon's done, you strain that butter out and you put it in a jar and you label it salmon poaching butter.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you don't want to necessarily then put that on your bread the next morning. I mean, maybe you do.
That sounds amazing, though. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
But you can use that butter like 3 or 4 times.
Wow. In the same vein, Hank, I've done this. I've cooked a package of bacon and got half a quarter inch of bacon grease deep, and then put the salmon in that in bacon and sizzle it in there. Ooh.
let me take that one step up.
Okay.
So you got all your bacon fat and you've laid your salmon down. It's sizzling and it sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So now never flip it. What you do is you take your pan with all that fat. It can be bacon fat or vegetable oil or butter or whatever. Mm. And you take a spoon and you spoon the hot fat over the top side of the fish.
Ooh, now see, I just put a cover. I just put a cover over it.
No,
brilliant.
He's basting it with the bacon fat.
Wow. It's going to get all those little brown, crunchy, fatty little bits on top of it.
I like
and
the way you think.
As soon as it turns opaque, then you don't have to spoon anymore. And then as soon as the fish comes cleanly off the pan, it'll have this beautiful crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come cleanly right off the pan, and then you're done.
This is why we call this guy.
I don't ladle. I just let it sit in there and cover it.
Oh, man. All you're doing is steaming it then. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, you can. It works.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the ladling, because you get the extra flavor from that extra fat on the top side.
Ring that bell.
That's right. That's a double ring right there. That's a good one.
We've got a call from Paul
in Olympia. Has either a question or a comment. Oh, I believe we have dumped Hank. Where did Hank go? Call Hank back again. Paul, let's go ahead and get you. Manny, go ahead and cue Paul in real quick. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait till we get Hank back. So let's have a little discussion, shall we? How about these recipes that Hank just threw us?
Yeah, this discussion is I'm still wiping my chin off.
It's crazy. You're killing me.
Yeah. So, hey, just one's a request. Bill, can you give the recipe for your salmon patties to Joel so he can put it on Facebook?
Let's go ahead and just roll that out again real quick while we're getting Hank back
online. Okay, now I got to think. Okay, first of all, you cook your salmon. Cook it up. And then carefully take it all apart and put it in a big bowl after it cools a little bit, okay?
Yep.
Then you take Italian dressing. You take some bacon, crumble up that bacon in there and put a little bit of that bacon grease in there. Got to do that, right? And then you chop up a Walla Walla sweet that doesn't burn you, but chop that onion up real good. Put a little bit of green onion in there too, some garlic. And then mix that all up in there real nice, you know, evenly. And when you get it where you want it, crack some eggs in there, and that's what holds it all together. When you cook it, and then you make your patties. You know, you don't want it really sloshy, and you don't want it too dry. You want to get it right in between. It kind of eyeball it. That's what I do. And then some of them, it turns out a little better than others, but that's the magic in there.
We'll put that on the Facebook page. I believe we've got. We don't have Hank back.
I'm still here, guys.
We're playing dump the guest here. So
no, it's okay. So here's the question.
We'll pose it to Hank when we get him back on.
Okay,
yep.
Sure.
So the question is, you know, everybody grills and planks and smokes salmon, et cetera. What about a good recipe for chowder? And specifically, how do you keep the fish intact without it going to like a puree after you've stirred it as it's cooking up?
You have to add it after you make your chowder.
At the very end.
Yep.
Yep.
So, okay. Hey, guys, that's all I had, and I really appreciate the show this morning.
Appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, we'll get Hank back on here in just a half a second, hopefully.
Yeah, ask him a question about the chowder, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Glad to. No problem.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to Dump the Guest. Wild Country, my goodness. Ever since we put the new phones in.
I hate this new phone system. This is ridiculous. I mean, it's way smarter than I am, obviously. There's no doubt about that. Hank, are you back with us?
Henry?
There he is. There he is. All right. Sorry about that. We're learning a new phone system. We're having problems with it. We had a question about the preparation of salmon and chowder, which is obviously kind of a little bit of a left field turn here. But how about that?
I actually do. I do a Pacific Northwest salmon chowder. I have it on the website, actually.
Okay.
So I'm a supporter of it. I actually will just drop bits of salmon in at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can also use leftover salmon as well, but you know, it's like a clam chowder, right? You don't cook the clams for a long time. You just drop them in right at the end and then like they turn opaque and you're good to go.
Right. Right. Let's,
I mean, I'm a brothy chowder, not a chowder shouldn't be thick and goopy.
Okay.
You know, my mom's from New England, and our style is sort of more like a Maine style. So it's still a cream-based chowder, but it's a cream-based chowder. It's not like that thick stuff that you can stick a spoon in.
Right. Yep. Gotcha. Let's talk real quickly about sautéing a piece of salmon, because this is like the most basic way to cook it and all. I mean, you've shared with us before ways to, you know, skin side down, flesh side down, skin off, skin on. Run us through that real quickly if you could.
So it's exactly like what we were talking about with the bacon, where you spoon in the fat over it. Unless it's a giant piece of Chinook, you don't have to flip it. Like if the piece of salmon is an inch thick or thicker, yeah, you're going to have to flip it. But if it's not as thick, then you do just what we were talking about with the bacon. And do you want it skin on or skin off? Well, that's your call. I mean, I happen to like salmon skin, but I have been shocked at how many people, you know, I'll serve a nice block of Chinook with super crispy skin on it, because I'll put skin side down in that case, and it'll be crispy like bacon.
I love salmon skin.
Pick it right off.
Delicious.
They'll pick it right off, and it just went, what, you know? So,
put it on my plate. That's cool. Bring it over here. It's all good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but it's kind of disappointing. So if you have skin lovers, you're definitely going to do skin side down. Mm-hmm. And just like with a duck breast, you're going to put the piece of fish skin side down, whether it has skin on it or not, mm-hmm. just because it's a flatter surface for the pan.
Now, our buddy Gordon Ramsay says to score the fish. Do you do that?
Why? No, that's stupid.
Ooh.
You know, why would you score the fish?
Gordon, if you're listening.
So if I recall.
You do know how to cook salmon?
I believe what he contended on the video that I saw was you score the skin so it doesn't curl. But and I don't know about that or not. Yeah.
And it helps the fish.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. So here's what you do so it doesn't curl. Because that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't start with raging hot heat. You start with medium heat. You put first of all, the skin's got to be dry. You use a butter knife and scrape that skin. So that takes that last bit of slime or whatever off the skin, so it's mm-hmm. dry, dry, dry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you just use your spatula and you hold the fish down for and count to 20, and it won't curl.
The dry suggestion is one that I do remember that we've had discussions with Hank before. I mean, he has pointed out before the skin has to be dry. That's a tiny little detail that I kind of forget.
Yeah, I mean, because the wet skin. What happens is that wet skin immediately starts to boil. All the moisture on it, and then that it starts popping, mm-hmm. and it's going to cause that whole fillet to arc.
Mm-hmm.
And the drier it is, the less that's going to happen. And all you got to do is just use your spatula and hold the fish down and count to 20. And if you're not on raging, roaring heat, then you're fine.
Everything's dry.
Hank, let's
and then you can jack the heat up after that.
Let's talk a little bit about your newish podcast. And this is you have jumped into the podcast realm with, I believe it's Hunt Gather Talk. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm actually not really doing it that much anymore because.
Oh. Well, then never mind.
I see. Well, then
never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great, I really love it, and it takes a lot of time, but I'm right now in talks with a potential sponsor, and if I get that sponsor, we will bring it back. So I'm crossing my fingers for later this fall.
There are currently 18 episodes on the website, which, by the way, add this website to your must-do. It's honest-food.net. You can go surf through. Hank's got dozens upon hundreds of great recipes for everything from heart to whatever you want to cook. It's wild.
I have an entire page just on salmon and trout recipes.
Dare I even ask you if you have a favorite? I mean, is there one of those that you've created? You're like, you know what? That's my best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're all my children, but I'm particularly fond. I do a late summer recipe of a sauteed salmon with like this cucumber sauce with cherry tomatoes.
Oh man,
it's really good. It's pretty. It's not that hard to make. It's kind of like a dude can make it on a date night and impress somebody. And it's not that hard, and it's really nice looking dish.
It sounds like it's not really not a lot of punch, not a lot of strong flavors that overwhelm. It just kind of like cucumber.
Exactly.
Sounds damn good is what it sounds like.
Killing me.
www.honest-food.
Darvin.
I'll put my smoked salmon up against anybody's.
.net. Okay. Ooh, that sounds like a good challenge.
I'd like to
Google the words smoked salmon, and my recipe comes up number one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I would wager that there are plenty of people who would dare to challenge you up here, for sure, which might be a subject for the next time we talk to you, for sure.
Let's send Hank some Rufus Woods triploid.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hank,
that's true, because we should come back and talk about cured salmon in all its forms. That's a whole new conversation.
You tell me when you're available, and we will clear out 20 minutes for you anytime you want.
We're right here, baby.
Yep. That is Hank Shaw. Log on to www.honest-food.net. You can go check out his books, Buck, Buck, Moose, Duck, Duck, Goose. The recipes are worth $1 billion. I wish you were paid $1 billion for these, Hank. I'd pay you if I could. Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Brandon Polinick right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.